WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
This is The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good morning, Rutherford County. We're going to have an absolutely delightful show today. We have one of the most famous singing groups, family singing groups, that's ever been anywhere. And we've been very blessed to have them right here in our community. And I've got one of the big TV stars, Mr. Don Frost, with us this morning, and he has his family with him, and every one of them is famous in their own way. And you know, we have a CD that we're going to play a couple of songs, but most of it is going to be live.
That's
which
good.
You're used to.
You know, you scared me there for a minute. You said you had this most famous family, and I was looking around. I thought the Blackwoods were here.
Hey, this is better. This is better.
Thank you. We appreciate
you,
that.
You guys go all the way back to your grandparents, don't you?
Well, Dad and my mom were married, 70 years?
70-something,
and he courted her, and she said he'd always have a songbook in his hip pocket.
Oh.
So that's, and they had quartet Rubens, Rhythm Rascals, Roscoe, Robert, mm-hmm. Raymond, and Roy. They mm-hmm. were all brothers, which is unusual, you know, all brothers. And so they did it for many years, starting in the 20s, I guess.
I hear that when all of you were born, even the girls, they spanked each one of you with a guitar and you started singing automatically.
That's
that
true.
Correct?
Well, yeah, you're threatened if you didn't.
That's
yeah.
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, introduce all your kinfolk here.
I would be happy to, if I can remember them all. You know, I got that old-timer's disease. We have Alvin's daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we lost Alvin. He and I started singing when I was 18. He sang before that mm-hmm. on WGNS with the Frost Brothers.
Been a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. That's Judy Whaley. Mm-hmm. Well, let's start over here. Brenda is the oldest.
You're kidding,
you
Brenda.
You had to tell that.
Yeah, everybody loves that. We'd start, and then Judy's the next. Judy, she was a great basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
At Eagleville?
At Rockvale.
Rockvale.
Judy Tucker was the forward.
I'm sorry, I thought she played at Eagleville.
Rockvale, Rockets.
No, Eagle.
Oh, woo.
They actually won games over there.
we lost all of our Eagleville players right now.
Eagleville, I tell you what, we were always good at getting what they gave that award away
sportsmanship.
We won that more than anybody because we lost more than anybody. But we always knew we'd get that. They would cry when they lost, so
yeah,
we got that.
I can understand that.
And then this is Rita over here, and then this is Debbie here, mm-hmm. and we're missing
Terry and Payne.
Couple of them. Six girls.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't forget brother over there right behind you.
That's a tough crowd.
This is, I was so excited.
It's easy to overlook you here, John.
I was so excited when he was born because I was the baby for a long time. And then when I was 13 and a half years old, mm-hmm. Mama and them had him. And they had already, Brenda was already here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Judy
and Rita, they were already here. So he was an uncle when he got here.
He was an uncle five times when he was born.
Five times, Carolyn
and
Peggy, that's right.
And Donnie, I remember you would bring Statesman and Blackwood Brothers albums home, and you would teach them to John, and he would sing for hours.
Could I tell you one little story?
If it's not over an hour long.
Well, I don't know many short ones. But anyway, when we put the Frost Brothers together. Of course, we started out with the mixed group, my wife and my Alvin and Carl and me. Mm-hmm. And then we decided Alvin was singing with a group in Chattanooga, so a different group. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to get our own quartet, start the actual Frost Brothers, which mm-hmm. was about 1962. And we couldn't, Alvin sang so high, and he was a lead singer, that we wore out every tenor we tried.
Mm.
You know, that we'd sing, hey, they'd go home like I am. Now they couldn't talk.
Mm-hmm.
So we had everything but the tenor, and Johnny was about 12. And Alvin said, we need to try Johnny. I heard him sing at church, said he's great,
yeah.
great tenor.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, so we had a piano player named Dave Hooker that was, he'd played with the Tennesseans, and he was pretty famous,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we didn't want to him to think we was trying to just put family in this group, because it didn't start out that way. It's just Alvin and I. Mm-hmm. So he said, I'd love, yeah, let's try him out. So he comes in, kid, and over at where Mom and him lived, y'all's house, and we decided we were going to sing You Gotta Walk That Long, Lonesome Road to try him out. And I took him back in the bedroom and said, here's what I want you to do. You know, you do this part, and then when we get down, Alvin's going to take the high lead, and you're going to go up an octave, and I'm going up an octave. And that's difficult to tell a kid you ain't even never sung with.
Did he know what an octave was?
He nailed it,
and that was all she wrote from one but a few weeks. We were singing in Toronto, Canada, and cutting a new album for Benson, Heartwarming, and we got a Grammy nomination on the first one.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
That's the end of my story.
Great.
sticking to it.
Yeah.
All right, now this is one song that's not going to be live. This is a recording song. Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
It's gorgeous.
That's the brothers. That's all four brothers.
You know, when you're born with an ear like you guys have and can hit those particular music, you know, it's a blessing to you when you receive that, because very few people can master what you guys have been able to do.
You know, we were taught, and that's we were taught harmony. I mean, mm-hmm. I learned my part sitting in a choir next to Uncle Raymond. I thought he had the most beautiful baritone voice, and that's why I picked that part for myself. Mm-hmm. But I always could harmonize. In fact, my mama and from her side of the family, they could sing. But all the Frosts could sing, except Granddaddy. I don't reckon he ever sung a note.
Is that right?
No. He backed up the boys, though, you know, when he was about 5, 8, or 9, the rest of them were over 6 feet. Mm-hmm. His, our grandmother was tall.
Now, you guys not only sing for in public and professionally, but you've sung just like this last one, special occasions, and that's for it's so deep rooted within your family. And I still remember when your mom passed on and the guys sang, at the funeral, and it was just absolutely beautiful. And I was sitting there thinking, how in the world could they do that?
Well, she thought nobody could sing like we could. And she made it, and she would make it, she would verbalize that, you know.
Made no bones about it.
No, she'd say, I'd say, boy, listen to London, Paris, listen to Blackwoods. Yeah, mm-hmm. But they're not good as my boys. So I said, well, Mama, we're not, you know, there are some other singers out there, mm-hmm. but not to her.
Truman, she always had asked, she had always had asked if we could sing at her funeral. And so I told the boys, and we were together, and I said, you know, guys, I said, she wouldn't have it any other way. She asked over and over to me when I was growing up, said, y'all sing it. I want y'all to sing at my funeral. So I brought the guitar with me, and we all agreed that that's the way we do it. And the Lord bless us, we was able to sing and get through it fine.
You. Now, you guys, we just heard that on tape, but you guys are going to sing Bless Us with some. Now I presume that you're going to sing without music or anything like that. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And
they can.
What did Barney Fife say?
Appaloosa.
and you guys have picked out your songs, and I was listening to you earlier, and just absolutely beautiful. It's rare that you get to hear the Frost together, both the ladies and the men. It's something that you really never get to hear.
Well, this anymore. Is the, Daddy and them was the first generation. Mm-hmm. Johnny and I and Al, we were the second generation. Mm-hmm. And then Brenda and the girls, Alvin's girls, mm-hmm. were the third generation. So there's been Frost gospel music going on for a long time.
Well, I get to hear Brenda at church.
Really?
Yes, she sings in the choir at church and does a lot of solos. Just
yeah, I know. She's a great
voice.
Songwriter, too. Yeah. Great songwriter. Mm-hmm. I've got some folks to record some of her songs. Uh-huh. I've been playing them on my television show. I went back and I've got, actually got Judy and Brenda and Johnny's daughter.
Alexis. Mm-hmm.
That's the ones that I found. And then I'm playing some Brenda and Doris stuff on the new ones, and you and Judy doing background on them.
Oh,
so
yeah,
y'all may
fun.
Be famous again.
Well, let's hear it. I can't wait.
This is Sweet, Sweet Spirit. Mm. We've been singing this since we were teenagers. And we sang this at Dad's funeral, too.
Oh, yeah.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that is the spirit of the on each face, and I know they feel the presence of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet that we have been revived when we shall leave this place.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
Decent.
Beautiful.
That's hard to do.
Mm. You know, what's really hard, when you have it in mind that it's something that really means a lot to you, when you reach in with your emotions, that's difficult to sing, isn't it? Because mm-hmm. you have all of that in mind, and It affects the way that you guys do it better than anybody I've ever seen. You're able to mix all that together, which is, how come you don't have your whole family on your TV shows?
Well, you're talking about...
I didn't mean to paint you in a corner.
No, my daughter does, she's the announcer, but that's already pre-recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And I do. I play our videos all the time. I've got, I took a Beta SP and gave it to the engineer when we were shooting, and I said, anytime we got any extra time, you play one of these Frost Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So we're on nearly every show. And then Brenda and them are on as a core of three.
Now, do we get to pick that up here?
We're on, when we're on Dish, anybody's got Dish, Angel
right.
One, and we'll be on these new shows, will be on there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on WATC in Atlanta on Dish, direct, regular television, cable all over. That's a big station, and they stream that on WATC on the internet at 2:00 Eastern every Sunday. So anybody can get it anywhere in the world.
You enjoy that, don't you?
Kinda.
You like to be in front of people, don't you, Don?
Yeah. I didn't have a lot of other talent, and I learned. So I thought if I would be funny, it kept me from getting whipped in school and a lot of things like that, you know. I did.
Well, there's a lot of things that we can talk about, but we're not going to talk about on the
air.
You
know what? You can ask me anything you want.
I'm not.
You know why?
Why?
I checked to see how far your signal worked, and Barbara was going to try to tune in, my wife, and I couldn't. It only reached to Gallatin, so she can't hear a word we're saying.
She could go on the internet, can't she?
Yeah, she can.
Oh,
yeah,
she
doesn't know how.
Donna would have to do.
You
Donna's
guys can
home.
Do that.
Yeah, Donna. Donna's home, though. She could do it.
Now, do we have another generation of Frost coming up? I know that.
I talked to Carl's boys just the other day. Nathan was there at the house, and I said, Nathan, I'm going to tell you something, son. I said, it is a shame if you boys don't put together something called the Frost Brothers Quartet or the Brothers Frost Quartet or whatever you want to do it, or Frost Brothers 3. I said, I don't care how you do it, but you need to do that and carry on a tradition. I said, because Daddy and them sang all those years, and Don and Alvin and Carl and I sang all those years, and Gary Stevens when he was with us. And, of course, Uncle Bud Stevens sang with Daddy and them, too. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I said, y'all need to carry on a tradition, man. Don't let this thing fall. So hopefully that message took. I'm hoping some of those younger guys, of course, my boys sing and play, John and Isaac and Alexis, of course.
Mm-hmm. And nobody knows her as Alexis.
Bougie. but Andrea's a great singer.
Andrea can sing. She really can.
I never will forget, we sang out there for her granddaddy's kind of going home party we had out at the place when he passed, and we had she and I and Alexis and I can't remember, it seemed like John Jr. might have been there too, and we sang and it really was, I really enjoyed that, getting to sing with my girls too, you know.
How come you guys got off where you weren't exactly all family? I mean, the Court of Three you were to somewhat, I mean, the girls singing together. And then you were with the four guys with the Grand Ole Opry and have played with other groups. Is there, do you mesh or meld better doing that? Because I was sitting here listening, and you guys hit harmonized as well as anybody I've ever heard. I mean, you each have your own special talent in that. I've always wondered why you guys didn't sing more with the ladies and the guys together.
Well, what we did, we had all four brothers, which was almost unheard of.
Right.
I mean, to have all four brothers. And we had all four, Alvin, Carl, Don, and myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but at the first part of it, when we first started singing, I don't know, for some reason or other, Carl couldn't make it as much as...
He's coon hunting.
Yeah, that's it. Let's just tell it like
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, like it is.
He liked to hunt a lot and take his dogs out. And we had Gary Stevens, who's passed on, gone on. But Gary was a great, great singer, and he was family. Because Uncle Bud Stevens, his daddy, sang with my brothers. So anyway, but we did all four brothers for there towards about midway and a little bit towards the end until health kind of started giving out on. But go ahead, Don.
I tell you what, Alvin and I could take any two others. Didn't matter who they were. Johnny's voice changed. Mm-hmm. We had to get another tenor. Harmony was awesome because we had the two middle parts.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Mm-hmm. And then anytime we mixed around until all the brothers got back together, mm-hmm. and we had several. We had Wendell Hale on bass. We had Bill. Bobby Bullock on tenor, Jerry Duke on tenor. That we had, but Alvin and I, all during that time, when we was trying to get the brothers, you know, Johnny get up and get his voice back. He played bass while his voice was was adjusting, you know, to the change. Mm-hmm. But we had harmony. It didn't matter. As long as we were in the middle, it didn't matter who was on either end. Mm-hmm. The harmony was there. We would, you know, and I've got all the recordings to prove it. Yeah.
I tell you, going all the way back to when WGNS was just getting started, you guys.
All right, this made my mother cry. I had to tell you this story. It was in the 40s, late 40s, and I think we might, I don't even think we had electricity yet. I think we had We had a Philco radio, battery radio.
That's what we had.
And I remember Carl was in the Army, and we're so proud of it. I got a picture of it and sent it to him in Germany. Mm-hmm. We had a battery radio. Because we did have the thing that you run across from one chimney to the other, mm-hmm. and my brother Ray was the only one. He'd always listen to the earphones, crystal set, and he'd read a book and whistle and sing and listen to the radio at the same time. But WGNS had a program here in town called a Jamboree. Mm-hmm. Bob Jennings was on it. He had a great group. Jerry Rivers, Floyd, and Billy Robinson, Jack Bowles, all of them went with Hank Williams except Bob. He, you know, he was had worked for Acuff, Rose, and everybody. He was a great singer. Mm-hmm. And then the Frost were Alvin, Carl, and Leon, and my brother Ray, mm-hmm. who played mandolin. And they were great, but they were doing country. Mm-hmm. And I remember the first time it was going to be on WGNS on the radio, Mama and I tuned in, and when they started singing, she just bawled. She said to her boys, we're finally made it. We were on WGNS radio. They were. And that's the true story.
Your mom was really proud of you.
She
guys.
Was something else, yeah.
Yeah.
She was a. We were brought up right. You know, I mean, you know. I've got a new movement going called PJF, Put Jesus First.
All right.
And in everything you do, and everything will work out. But that's the way we were raised. You know, and we didn't know any. I mean, you know, when we went somewhere, it was to a singing.
This county has been blessed. I mean, you were talking about playing the mandolin, and I still run into people that are still playing, have been playing. Looks like Billy Yearwood is out at... readable meal every Saturday morning, and there's pictures of him when he was just a little bitty boy over here on the wall, and it's been constant here. I can remember when I was growing up at Kittrell, you could hear the little small bands out there playing and having a good time at night.
When Johnny came back from Vietnam, I decided we had to have something for him to do, so I started a business here called Guitar Gallery, mm-hmm. out on Memorial Boulevard. So I decided we'd give lessons, so we had us a studio. Mm-hmm. And this was the beatnest thing. I guess, Johnny, what was the hot thing that was out with the banjo?
Duelin' Banjos?
Yeah.
Foggy mm-hmm. Mountain Breakdown? It was Foggy Mountain at that particular point in time when the banjos started selling like
that. I hired the first banjo teacher in Murfreesboro, Johnny Mack, Johnny McLaren.
Uh-huh. He's an Eagleville boy, right?
Yeah, how many banjos would you think you'd sell in Murfreesboro? And the crowd, it was less people here then. Mm-hmm. It was 73 or 4.
Yeah.
We sold 100 banjos in like 30, 60 days of everybody come and take lessons. Old farmers had come in, had hands there like cobs, you know, mm-hmm. they trying to do that thing like Johnny Mack did. But we did. We sold 100 banjos, everything from master tone to epiphone to whatever they had, you know. Because of his lessons.
I'll bet Floyd Leonard tuned a bunch of those, too.
Probably. Yeah.
Floyd and Floyd, who just recently passed.
Yes.
One of the finest musicians anywhere around.
Yes, he was.
And his boys are, too.
Yeah, they were on the show.
I promise you, Truman, if I got a guitar, if I ever bought a guitar, bass guitar, lead guitar, rhythm guitar, I'd carry it to Floyd and let him set it up. You couldn't have nobody set up a guitar. And when you got it back, you knew it was right. And he never charged enough, which I like that part. But he always, boy, when you gave him a guitar, and he handed it back to you, it was right. It was set up right.
You know, we had, you were on when we had Jimmy C. Newman on, John.
Yeah.
And he told me when we were, I think we were off the air, he said, you guys were the one group that you didn't want to follow because you did it so well. And you set the stage, but still, it's pretty tough when the people have got somebody they want to hear and then you're going to follow them up. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with the Frost family.
Hey, Gibby, won't you let me in?
Parnell, we've been through this the last time you were in here buying lottery tickets.
I was just going to get a couple of Tennessee cash tickets.
Yeah, well, what about your cow?
What cow?
The cow that's standing right behind you.
Oh, this cow?
With jackpots starting at $200,000 and drawings every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Tennessee Cash is a cash cow. The Tennessee Lottery, game-changing fun.
Her? I've never seen her before in my life. Gibby, there's a cow standing out here. Let me in.
Parnell.
Open the door.
Moolah.
Hey, how you doing?
Ticket, please.
You gotta have a ticket to get in here?
Yep.
I don't have a ticket.
Gotta have a ticket.
Well, how much are tickets?
We're sold out.
So I can't get in?
Gotta have a ticket.
Well, I got this ticket.
What kind of ticket is that?
Tennessee Lottery Black. Could be worth $1 million.
You're in. With a top prize of $1 million, the new Tennessee Lottery Black Instant Game could just open some doors for you. The Tennessee Lottery, game-changing fun.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. Let me help you simplify and get you to a better state. By handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama, 890-0850.
Where is the best barbecue in town? At 1920 East Main. The best barbecue for miles around is at 1920 East Main. You can buy it by the pound, sandwich, platter, or plate. No matter what you choose, it will taste great. You can come with a friend, by yourself, or with a date. To Slick Pig Barbecue. Barbecue pork, beef, or chicken, Brunswick stew, down home atmosphere, and they cater. Slick Pig Barbecue. It's the best.
Hi, I'm Wade Hayes, owner of Toots, Good Food and Fun. I strongly believe that volunteers make a positive difference in the quality of life here in our community.
Haley Burt is a volunteer with a big heart. She just pledged to have her head shaved for the second ball.
We've got you covered. That's because Morton Buildings are custom-built to meet your needs. Building Value Days runs now through the end of February. For more information, contact your local Morton sales office or visit us online at mortonbuildings.com.
You're listening to The Truman Show on WGNS, AM and FM. Now back to Truman Jones.
And welcome back with the Frost family. We're going to play another song. Just want to let you know that this part of their show is brought to you by Charlie Pitts Hairstyling on Las Casas Pike. He provides quality haircuts and styling for men, women, and children. You can call 895-3997. That's 895-3997. For Charlie Pitts Hairstyling. And if there's somebody that really enjoys music and knows what it's all about, it's Charlie. And we're going to hear another great song.
Oh,
you don't like that music, there's something wrong with you.
That's a different arrangement, let me tell you. We learned that. We can't say it's original. We were the only ones. You know, that was written by Albert E. Brumley, and Chuck Wagon Gang sang it, and everybody said that thing has only got, what was it, 3 or 4 chords, Johnny? 4?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Said nobody's going to sing that. Well, it sold millions. Mm. But I heard the Barrett sisters sing that, African-American group out of Chicago, mm-hmm. that arrangement. And we learned it, and we sang it for years and years and years. So nobody else sang it like us in the Southern gospel. Mm-hmm. That was our main thing to go off stage with, you know.
Southern gospel has really been strong in the Southeast, but it's my understanding that it's hitting up in the Midwest and in other areas of the country now.
Well, it's you know, I've tried to do everything that I can by way of TV and finding young artists, mm-hmm. because now they're so much into rap. In fact, I had a rap group at my showcase at my Christmas party. They were mm-hmm. fabulous, from New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Because it was gospel, you know. I mean, the word was there. But then the contemporary thing and everything. I wrote a song called that featured John. They never even mentioned Jesus' name, and it's about listening to the radio. I heard mm-hmm. a gospel group on the radio, and it made me feel so ashamed.
Oh.
It was more rock and roll than the Rock of Ages, and they never even mentioned Jesus' name.
Oh.
And so, but Southern, you know, it goes and comes and. You know, so we've tried to keep it alive. It's my favorite. That was my Rolling Stones, as I said, when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And L.D. Benson, I just found out he passed away. You were telling me about that.
Yeah.
One of my best friends. And we would go to the all-night sing in Nashville. And we were high school kids. We'd take off and get on the front row. And Bill Shaw, we idolized Bill Shaw. Mm-hmm. That was in the 50s. Wow. He was the tenor for the Blackwoods. Mm-hmm. He was always my idol. Mm-hmm. You know what? Now he's on my show all the time.
Oh.
Yes, sir. 87, 88 years old, still sings. And so now I've been having him on all my conventions and everything all these years, you know. And
how would you contrast him with the Oak Ridge bass singer?
Bass, there's nobody can touch Bill Shaw as a tenor. My mm-hmm. daddy used to say, "Oh, boy," he said, "them tenors, them quartets has got, they ain't nothing but high leads." Said, "They ain't tenors." Said, "That old Shaw boy, he sings it like it's supposed to be." And that's what he said. And he was right.
You know, it's funny how things get started. Now, with you guys, it's always, gospel will always be first, I mean, in country music. But I never will forget when the movie, "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou," came out. There was a run on country music at that time. And some of the singers that most of these people had never heard of that were lead singers in that particular song. And, you know, "Let's Go Down to the River and Pray" and all those other things. It was amazing how that got started.
I'm not a big fan of George Clooney, but boy, did they ever make that look like they were singing it.
Yeah, they did.
In the movie, yeah. I'm telling you, they'd move in those necks and everything, you know. Mm-hmm. But
that scene where everybody was marching down toward the river,
yeah.
that was special. Now, what are you guys going to sing next?
Well, we need Melissa if she'll come in here.
Melissa, if you're listening,
she'll be listening
here
to her
she
own.
Comes.
Yeah. Well, I knew she wouldn't stay back there
She's
long.
She's running down here, Truman.
Yeah.
Sparks flying
well,
off her boots.
Well, I hope she has some air left in her lungs when she gets here. All right, what are we going to hear, Brenda?
Well, we were going to do down to the river.
Oh, I love that song.
Where's it going?
Let's see. Hopefully we can remember. It's been a long time since we've sung. Melissa sung with us from 2003 to 2008.
With the Chord of Three.
With Chord of Three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Alexa sung with us from 1998 to 2003.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to do this. Hopefully we can remember how to do it. Wait a minute.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear a robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear a starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, come on down. Oh, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear a robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, children, let's go down, come on down. Oh, children, let's go down, down in the river to pray. Oh, sinners, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down in the river, down in the river, down in the river to pray.
Oh, yeah. Great job. All right. I can't imagine that somebody from, not even from the Frost family, can sing that well.
She had on a fine jacket when she came in. Yeah. You see that show coat?
That made me want to run down the river, jump in, and then confess of robbing that bank wherever it was.
Sins I never even did. I got to tell you one quick thing about the old Frost. Mm-hmm. Of course, Westview Tabernacle, which became Sword and Shield. But in the day, that was...
The old Woodrow Medlin.
That's right. Mm-hmm. He had Marjo Gortner there, you know, mm-hmm. came in when he was 4 years old and mm-hmm. went on into the movies and wrote a book. And mm-hmm. he used to... But Dad and them were singing down there. And a big sing. I mean, it would be... And they'd come in. People start shouting when they hadn't even started singing yet.
Oh.
I would. They were the only ones I ever saw could do that. But Daddy said, we got up there and said they had this big old... exhaust fan and said it was messing up our hearing the piano. Mm-hmm. And we kept getting off. And he said, I finally told him, said, Joyce, don't play no more. And said, we tuned up with that fan. So, that's true. He said, we just got that hum and said, we sang with that fan.
Now, there's one thing you always notice about singers, really talented singers, is they're always conscious of hearing what is going on. And you hear, you guys have been in the music business for a long time. The ladies less, because they're a lot younger than y'all are. But after you've heard all these sounds, does it affect how you hear the music anymore? Because you've been in the business so long.
Well, the only thing, and their daddy would say the same thing. Mm-hmm. If we hear an off note, mm-hmm. it just destroys you. I mean, if you're sitting there listening to somebody and they're singing out of tune, and I've had over two to three thousand singers that have sent me tapes since I've been doing the TV show, and as Daddy says, I used to say, some of it ain't pleasant to the ear. said music's supposed to be pleasant to the ear, but you'd be surprised. Half of them will send you a tape with three or four, there'll be a quartet or something, all of them singing the same part. Singing the same part.
They got that in cover.
Yeah. They'll be all singing soprano, as they mm-hmm. call it. I mean, no, and they think they don't know the difference, you know? And you can't stand to hear that.
When you watch the old Andy Griffith Show, and they've got their little choir out there and singing, and Andy, not Andy, but Barney gets in and starts singing, does that make your skin crawl?
Makes me laugh, but you know Barney, when he wanted to, when they would just, him and Andy would set out with a guitar sometime, and they would sing Bringing in the Sheaves or something. He could really sing a little bit. A lot of that was just for the show. Then they let Gomer come out and fill in for him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he could sing.
I mean, he really could. He's as good. I mean, his voice doesn't go with his face, does
no,
it?
No.
I mean, or his whole character, it just doesn't really
No, the first time, I remember the first time I saw that, I couldn't believe it. You thought it was somebody else, but it was him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have y'all got any other songs that you have in mind? Because you were humming, kind of going through one of my favorite songs. And I don't know if you know the words to it or if you guys have backup help over here, because I love to hear the ladies sing, but you had a beautiful way of harmonizing.
Well, let's see if we can. I know the words, I think. And everybody
come in.
Did
you say chorus?
And,
yeah.
I don't know the words. No, sing on everything. I'm kind of homesick for a country to which I've never gone before. No sad goodbyes will there be spoken, for time won't matter anymore. Y'all got to sing now. Beulah land, I'm longing for you, and someday there my home shall be eternal. Beulah land, sweet Beulah land.
That is one beautiful song, and you made it sound so well.
Thank you.
That I had one of the ladies, Brenda Noser from my church. She sung that at my mother's funeral, and Lisa Williams. And just, I don't know. Every time I hear it, I think of my mama.
Well, my wife says that that's got to be sung at her funeral by Squire Parsons.
Oh,
yeah, he's the one who wrote it.
He wrote it.
Squire Parsons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, how old is that one? Because it goes back a long
way. 30 years. About 30. I used to hear it when I was working. I'd listen to hear it on the radio coming back from Ohio. So it's been 25, 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you've got your television shows.
Yes, sir.
That you do, and you do a lot of it in Atlanta, I think.
Right.
And then you're working on something for Chicago right now.
Yeah.
You're presently a traitor because you're living outside of Rutherford County.
Hendersonville.
Sumner County, I think. And but you guys are still performing. Now, I know that John has got at least one group and maybe two or three. Who are you with right now, John?
I'm playing right now, playing bass and singing with the Nash Tones. Mm-hmm. James Satter White and the group been around for a long, long time, mm-hmm. A lot of years. We work two or three dates a week. But then we also, James and I play with a group, a bluegrass band too, that mm-hmm. I just love doing. Man, we got one of the best banjo players. He's playing at Opryland Park, mm-hmm. Mark Burnett. And there's a fiddle player that we've got that's like, he's just a kid. Looks like he's 15. He may be 20 years old. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal. I've never heard such a player in my life. He's just incredible. But I like doing the bluegrass thing too. Mm-hmm. So we do a couple of things. But the Nash Tones is primarily the group that
you're not having to perform behind chicken wire anywhere, are you?
No. We're okay. We've got past that.
Good.
That must have been at a Baptist church, you know.
Thank you. And we're going to take a quick upside down break, and we'll be right back with you.
Registration for the second annual Special Kids Race presented by MMC is now open. With a sold out first year event, mark your calendar for Saturday, March 23rd, 2013, and choose from one of three distances, the 1 mile fun run, the 5K, or the 15K. Registration is limited to 3,000 participants, so don't miss out on one of Murfreesboro's biggest races. With your help, Special Kids can reach even more children with special needs. Register today at specialkidsrace.org and run for the kids.
Hi, this is Peter Demas, and I'm inviting you to come eat with our family at Demas's restaurant. We've added trout to our menu. Trout is one of those really good fish that you have, and we sprinkle it with our seasoned salt that we also have for sale for people that want to buy our seasoning salt to season at home and anything they want to use there. But we lightly sprinkle it with a seasoned salt and a little bit of garlic, and it's really good. I'd like to invite you to come to our Demas's restaurant in Murfreesboro, which is located on 1115 Northwest Broad Street, Demas's restaurant.
This is Rich Schmidt with more winter savings at Hainster Valley Hardware. Looking for a heavy-duty, portable storage solution at a minimal price? Head over to Hainster Valley Hardware for a 92-core Sterilite footlocker for only $17.99 while supplies last. This tough molded plastic storage solution has an easy grip handle and durable black wheels for easy transportation. Plus, it's built to last with metal hinges and latches and accepts a standard-sized padlock for securing contents. Start right, start here. $17.99 while supplies last. Ames True Value Hardware on Memorial behind Reeves Sane Drugstore.
To bag the deer of a lifetime, you have to be prepared. That's why you need to shop Murfreesboro Outdoors.
This is Randy at Murfreesboro Outdoors. We get camouflage clothes, shotguns, shells.
Murfreesboro Outdoors on Northwest Broad Street.
It's the Truman Show. A look at the people and news shaping Rutherford County with Truman Jones.
And welcome back with the Frost family. This part of their show is brought to you by Murfreesboro Automotive. And when you need car repairs, you want someone you can trust. Murfreesboro Automotive is that place. Chuck Haynes has a staff of certified technicians that can fix anything. From the simple oil change to major auto repair, Murfreesboro Automotive is the only place you need. Murfreesboro Automotive, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's onto Ridgely Road. You know, we could go on for another 3 or 4 hours, but we're running short on time. And Don, you were telling me that you have a daughter that's traveling almost every day in the year.
She'll travel 250 dates, mm-hmm. probably a year. And she also has a deal with General Electric mm-hmm. for all their trade shows. Mm-hmm. And they have those all over the United States. And what she's been able to do is go do a trade show where she plays mm-hmm. and entertains. And then she would set up dates all the way around that part of the country, whether it be in Texas or mm-hmm. Wherever, California. And she's been able to keep busy that way with them, with that as the backbone of, mm-hmm. of what she does. And then Chicago is one of her big areas to go play in. She's getting ready to do another album. The last album she did, she had success with, and she wrote all the songs, produced it, played bass on it, mm-hmm. and guitar. Yeah, so.
So if you don't make it in the Frost family, you just don't make it, right?
Well, you got to work at it. She said everybody made fun of her when she was in school because she was a little chunky then. Mm-hmm. And they'd laugh at her when she went out for cheerleader. She said they hadn't been, when I got started playing the guitar, they quit laughing. So,
well, now we know that Brenda performs every Sunday at Southeast Baptist.
I'm choir director by church.
Yeah. You are?
Yeah. Yep. Franklin Cumberland Presbyterian. We don't do nothing. They said when Ray Stevens died, he'd been there many years. Mm-hmm. They asked me to do it, and I said, I'll only do it. I'm not going to sing off the wall. Mm-hmm. No, nothing on the wall. Mm-hmm. We're gonna sing out of books. You're gonna have to learn notes. We're gonna sing quartet style.
Do you
Southern
actually
gospel.
Read notes?
Yeah.
Oh yes.
All yeah. you say.
Shape
oh
notes.
Yes.
All of us do. Mm-hmm. We learn shape notes. Do re mi fa sol la di do. You sing by the shape.
I have had a number of musicians on the air that theirs is strictly by ear. They can read no notes at all.
Well, yeah. You know, we do a lot of, you got to have that too, but in Southern Gospel, that started with the James D. Vaughan mm-hmm. School of Music out of Lawrenceburg.
And
I,
we singing convention.
And you know, when Daddy and them, they, you know, they would get a book and they would mm-hmm. have to borrow somebody's glasses and one would have, and they'd be up there around and one arm of the glasses would be off up here. But I believe they could have read music mm-hmm. on standing on their head, all of them could, you know, the shape notes. And so that's how that's how Southern Gospel is. You go by the shape of the note. It's always, if it's a do, it's going to be a do. Mm-hmm. If it's a re, it's going, you know, it's, you go with the sound and you sit down and pick it out and learn pretty easy how to sing your part.
every time I would go to see Daddy Ross and Mama Nan, he'd be sitting in a corner in a chair with a songbook in his hand directing and singing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. This is, I'll have to say, I clean this up a little bit. No, this is not ugly. Raymond and Uncle Raymond, he was the funniest guy I ever seen. And we used to go over to this fella's house over in Longview, Tennessee. And you know, a lot of people, a little learning's a dangerous thing. And we were all singing it, the singings and everything. And this old man, he loved it. And every song sounded just the same. He would get up there and direct, and the trustiest friend I ever saw. Everything sounded just alike. And yet, so we would go fishing at his pond. And his wife was played the piano. And they'd feed us, Uncle Raymond. They want us, we're guests. And he'd always want to sing a song or two with me and Uncle Raymond, and you know, get one of those old song books out. And this particular day, he said, "Raymond, let's sing this number right here." And Uncle Raymond said, "Jay," he said "Jay" instead of "Jay." "Jay, I can't sing that song. I don't know that song." And he said, "Can't you sing a new song?" He said, "The devil no, and you can't either."
Well, guys and ladies, it's been a great show. It's been awful fun. We've run out of time, but I wish we could keep on going. Maybe we can keep on going through Brian's show. We'll see you in the morning.
Better play.